Do you remember much about clearing land?
Well,
I used to do that.
I don't remember that. A little. We were clearing, I guess, a little land when I came around here, but I'd like to have most of it cleared. Yeah, see, they go over and then, what they call new ground, go in and spot there where woods was growing and cut the trees down and clear it up and everything, break it up and start the crops. Well, that's one of the reasons, one of the things that caused so much erosion in this part of the country. You know, you find a lot of eroded land that's around through in here. It's a type of land that really erodes fast, quickly, you know, and so what the people back in those times would had a piece of soil or land that was producing. They just cast it aside, you know, and go out there and clear up another spot to your woods, you see. What a good land where, you know, the leaves are falling and organic matter and humus and everything collected and good soil. They cleared up and they forget about this, you see. Didn't do anything to
from field to field.
Field to field. And it caused the erosion a lot. But now we usually take and sow that land down and try to practice some kind of soil conservation method. That's on this sort of way, you see. They just forgot about it, you see. Not rich soil and wasn't too much growing on no vegetation. Nothing to stop that erosion, you see. If you got any kind of vegetation or salt on the soil, it helps keep down that erosion. So.
How did they drain ground? Gumbo doesn't drain very well. How did they
drain?
Yes, sir. Or you say what were the trouble with the gumbo was it just can't get
the water. It holds water. You know, water doesn't drain too well.
Well, I find bottoms where they have a problem. They drain, they don't have to, they don't man-made, it's natural. Most of the drains around here are natural drains, you see. By the land being rolling, you know, hilly and level and spots, you see, and that gives you that natural drainage through there,
This, around the Hatchie River there, I noticed, I've been in and out of here over a period of a year or so now. It seems any time of year there's water over there. Does that mean is that land always underwater?
No, that's
it's just
the seed time when it's raining, we've got quite a bit of rain.
I was here a year ago and then last June.
Well, now you can come in here sometimes, some parts of the year when it's way down, you can go and move walk across it.
Oh, yeah, right.
This time of year and during the rainy times, that's when it get hot and overflow like that.
What is that called? Is that considered to be a swamp or?
A swamp, yeah, kind of swamp. Bottom land. There's some places there and they're close to the river like that they clear out and they form it. Around the river. There's a whole lot of it that's down there. It's in trees and woods.
This looks for miles and miles as if nothing but water there. Do you ever have anything you call a meadow? Anything here that's called a meadow?
Meadow.
Yes.
No, that's a term I don't. They never use around. Yeah.
Right.